your vision for real with Alicia Michelle.
Today's episode of the Eurovision for Real podcast was previously recorded for video, so you can watch at youtube.com/AliciaMichelle or sit back and listen to the show.
Oh my goodness, welcome to my channel. Hey, if you have never been here before, yeah, welcome, you made it. If you love the Eurovision Song Contest, I think you will love my channel. So please take this opportunity to like this video and to subscribe. And today is exciting because I did this last year. I wouldn't say that this is like part of my programming, my regular programming, but I did it last year and it was so much fun. And I think it's like kind of a trend what people do. And it's like sharing your unpopular opinions. So this is a live video. Hello, folks. Hello, hello, hello. And I just want to say I'm coming, bringing it to you live and in full HD. I am broadcasting this in 1080p. And if you're not getting the full 1080p, then you need to upgrade your internet. How about that? No. Famous last words, and then this will crash. But today, I'm excited because, you know, this is about us coming clean, okay? We're going to be a little bit judgy, but we're also going to come clean, okay? And we're going to come clean and accept that other people are probably going to judge us too. So to kick this off, just to cleanse the space, I'm going to do it. If I'm asking you to share your unpopular opinions, then I have to share mine. Okay, so we're going to do this. I'm going to kick it off. Okay, so my first unpopular opinion is San Marino has a real shot at qualifying. Now, you can tell me that I'm living in a world of delusion. That's okay. I have been in a world of delusion for San Marino before, most notably 2022, okay? But this year, I think that San Marino has a real shot. I don't know. I'm just saying it. Okay. And then my next thing. Okay. My next unpopular opinion. Are y'all ready to give it to me in the comments? Oh, wait. Okay. So wait, I've got some reactions to my San Marino one. You're living in a world of delusion. I know. Let me live in this world. Okay. Sometimes, you know, you just don't want the reality check. And so I'm living there. Wait, but Matt is agreeing with me. Gustav says San Marino is awesome. Wait. Lucia says, oh, you agree. You think San Marino does have a shot. Here's the thing. I just think that they have a real shot. And some people just saying that they don't. And that's why I'm like, I think unpopular opinion. Because I think some people are like, nope, the semi is just stacked. Like, it ain't going to happen for them. But I think that Magar really could bring it to life on stage. Okay, we won't live in this one too long. Okay, now this one, I'm ready for y'all to beat me up. And this one, it's not about want. It's just about, and I've been having this itch for a really long time. And some of y'all are going to know what it is. But I've been having this itch for a really long time. And I'm talking about, you know, kind of winter potential situation. And I will say, I was on the beach last week. So the song is back for me. It's back in the heavy rotation. Okay, so here's my unpopular opinion. Unpopular opinion. I think Italy won't win this year, y'all. I think we love it. I'm not saying it's bad. I think it should be in the, it's probably going to be in the top 10. Like, it's probably going to be in the top 10. I don't think it'll be, like, below that. But something, I've been feeling the itch. I've been waiting for the itch to leave my body. It has not left my body. And I just feel like no matter what, no matter how much y'all hype it up in the scoreboard app, no matter how much you fight for it online, it's gonna either be the juries or the locals or both. I don't know. Okay, what are y'all saying? Someone said agree. Lucia said I knew it. If you longtime viewers, if you're watching all the content, you knew this was coming. Adam said she's having dancers. Yeah, I saw that. Well, actually, not just dancers. I heard she's going to be doing choreo. I heard she's going to be, you know, attempting to dip it and do it. Okay, Francisco, okay, I'm in a safe space. Don't worry. When this posts after, they'll come for me. I'm ready. Look, it's unpopular opinions. I'm not saying this as Bible. The whole point is unpopular opinions. Okay, here's my next unpopular opinion. And I could be living in a world of delusion with this one, too. Australia's going to qualify. Australia's going to qualify. I don't care what you're saying. The odds dropped if you were on Eurovision World. they have opened up the odds for the semifinals. And I think right now Australia is not qualifying. And I am going to sit here with my unpopular opinion and say that Australia is going to make it. It's going to make it. It's going to make it. Wait, okay. So I'm Steph. I'm giving me my reality check. Nope. Okay, wait. Some people. Okay. Seba says Australia is quality. Matt says, oh, yes, please. I need Australia in the final. Okay, but Yuri says Australia is not qualifying. Look, I'm going to live in my world of delusion. Okay, I'm just going to firmly place myself here. Okay, I'm going to move on to my next one. Okay, so this is my next one. And then we'll transition into some of the tweets I got, and then we'll have to hop in the comments, obviously. But I want to get your reactions. Okay, so this is my last unpopular opinion. Because honestly, this year, I actually feel like most of the opinions I have are popular. So when I was sitting down, like, thinking, like, what's something I think that, like, other people want? I was like, oh, no, I think I've seen that out there. Okay, so I'm not being unique with that one. Okay, so the next one is, all right. And I want us to kind of maybe talk about this one. Georgia and Austria could easily not qualify if the technical elements aren't right. And when I say the technical elements, y'all know I'm talking about that sound. Come on now. The sound hasn't been sounding. The sound has not been sounding in a consistent manner at Eurovision lately. What was that guy's name? Bob Edwards. We're not hiring Bob this year, right? We're not going down that road. I hope not. Okay, but what do y'all think? Okay, so I talk about the sound. I talk about if the camera angles aren't optimal. I talk about not so much, and I would say with the sound, how the vocals come across with the sound, because I would say last year with Georgia, Iru's levels were at such where we didn't really get the vocal dynamics. Now, I do think Nutsa is maybe more seasoned of a vocalist. So even if the mic isn't doing what it needs to do, she will control the mic, you know, like the way she needs to do it. But let me hop into, see, and then the thing with Austria is, I just think Austria hasn't been completely consistent with the staging. I feel more confident than not, but I'm like, look, both of them could be out. And let me just put this hot take. So this was a tweet. And I'm going to let people have their, you know, I'm going to let people have their moment, but I'm going to put this tweet that I had. Okay, I'm going to share the tweet. So I had this as my, so I had my opinion, which I said Georgia and Austria could easily not qualify if the technical elements aren't right. And then someone tweeted, so this is not mine. Someone tweeted, hot take, Georgia is going to be a massive dark horse. The song, the vocals, and we know the girl can dance. I hate to say it, but We Will Rave will flop like no one is speaking about it anymore. Okay, so let me hop in. So, says, I think they can both qualify. Sandra says, I totally agree about Austria. Very often we have this big bop who struggles live. Logan says, if Colleen has her husband doing the staging, I'm very concerned. I think they did announce who was doing it, but I can't remember off the top of my head. Mark says, Austria and Georgia have a history of not coming together when they go to ESC. I do feel like they have good artists. It's whether they can execute. Okay, okay. And then, oh wait, David says, I worry for Colleen a bit vocally, runs the risk of being shouty, and it's not as if there are that many vocals to start with. Well, that is true. I mean, did y'all see my Eurovision mega mix? No. okay, wait. Sunstitch says, Georgia will definitely not. Austria, maybe. I mean, here's the thing. I'm nervous for both of them because let's be real. Remember last year, and I think I've been repeating this. I sound like a broken record, but I think last year we were living in a world slightly of delusion where, well, not we, I think you, no, you were, it was you, no. I feel like everyone was like, oh, these studio cuts are so good. And then when we got to the execution, and then I think even with some of the semifinals, do y'all remember last year at the end of the semifinals, Sans may be like a disappointment in semifinal one and like a mini surprise in semifinal two. The semis actually were quite predictable last year. I think we were thinking it was going to be so unpredictable. Oh, we don't have juries, blah, blah, blah. Because if you look at the way that the execution came together, it began to make it clear where the quality sort of started separating from the pack a little bit. That's it. So the only thing can go, I was delusional for Georgia last year for sure. Color, if Georgia can pull it off, it's going to be such a moment. Here's the thing. Georgia, to me, could have that moment. Because remember, we were all getting nervous with it. But there was something about that being performed live. They didn't even really do that much. But there was something about it that just felt booming in the arena. And the arena almost played like an additional element in the staging. Because everyone, it was just so booming. I think Georgia could have that. Austria not, because Austria is so slick. You know, I don't think it would have that type of appeal. You know, Austria is going for the fuego moment. That's really what they're going for. So we shall see. We shall see. Okay, so I want to get into some of the tweets that came through. I'm going to get into some of the tweets. And so we're just going to go through. And if you see your tweet, you know, you can shout it out. Okay, so this is what we're starting off with. This is a tweet. Okay, let's see if it goes up. So this is not true. This is not like a truly unpredictable year like 2021 was. And it's a two-horse race between Italy and Croatia, if not a year where Italy is a clear winner. Now, unpopular opinion. I will say with this one, I do think that this is slightly unpopular. I think we really do have like maybe four or five countries that are in the running and the odds can be all over the place in the mix. That's where I'm living. That's where I'm living. Let me do another one. So unpopular opinion, somebody tweeted. Okay, we're going to do this again. So someone tweeted, Azerbaijan is not boring. Unpopular opinion. And I pulled this up because I was like, is the popular opinion that Azerbaijan's song is boring? That was the only reason why I flagged that. I was like, I don't know if I thought it was boring. Earl says, Logan says it's like a four horse race. And I think I said like, yeah, five or four countries. Like that's where I think we're at. I don't know. Happy says Azerbaijan can qualify. So Jorge says, and what happens if a country that we can't imagine comes out and wins? Here's the thing. I think there's a lot of countries that could come out and win that I could kind of imagine because I do think we're having a strong year. I can't say it enough. Okay, I got another one from Twitter. Okay, I want to see what y'all think about this one. Okay, here we go. Cyprus and Slovenia will not qualify. Austria and Belgium are overrated. Okay, what do y'all think of this unpopular opinion? It came through on Twitter. What are y'all thinking? Cyprus and Slovenia will not qualify. I think most people are thinking Slovenia is going to make it. I think we've had fears about Cyprus. But I'll be honest, after I saw the Madrid performance, I was like, maybe. If people at home don't forget about it because it's opening the show. I think that's the thing. Okay, let's see what y'all think. Lucia says, no, Slovenia is qualifying. Schnitzel says, I love Slovenia, but seeing it not qualify is not a stretch at all. I think seeing Slovenia not qualify for me wouldn't be a stretch because a part of me was kind of like, I wonder if this might end up feeling too out of the box for some people. Obviously not for me. But Coraline says, Slovenia will qualify. Come on. The thing that makes me feel good about Slovenia is I actually think the execution is going to be good. Whereas I think some of these other countries in there might eliminate themselves because the execution is lacking. You know what I'm saying? So that's why I'm like, I think it'll make it. Peter says Cyprus is a potential non-qualifier. ESC Cyprus. Cyprus will easily qualify. I wonder why you think that. we've got so much love. Okay, Slovenia is the best effing song this year. Okay, but I wanna go back even to maybe part deux of this. So someone said Austria and Belgium are overrated. So this is again a tweet, an unpopular opinion tweet. Do we think so? Because I don't think Belgium is overrated. Like, and y'all know it's not necessarily one of my favorite songs this year, but I think it's a good song. To me, I think the fear for it is the execution. And I think that that is a fair fear. And if you are someone who's just like, how can you be worried about it? It's going to be perfect. I will then ask you, have you been watching Eurovision for the last 10 years? Come on now. Have you been watching? The fear is real. Lucia, Belgium is fine. Top 10. Oh, Jo says Belgium is overrated. What else we have? Oh, wait. AB says Belgium song isn't even popular in Belgium. Someone says Belgium is so strong live, but live at a pre-party is different from live on the Eurovision stage, though. You know, we need the stage. You know, we need the story. We need to be pulled in. Okay. I am Stevan says Austria deserves its praise. Belgium is overrated a bit. Okay. All right. Okay. We had that one. Okay. Let's go into another one. Oh, I'm curious what y'all will say about this one. I'm curious what y'all will say about this tweet that came in. Okay, so this tweet says, Spain is boring and repetitive. That is what the tweet said. And I will say you are correct because we were trying to submit unpopular opinions. And I feel that this is unpopular because, I mean, it is repetitive to a certain degree in the beat, but that's like sort of how the music is supposed to go. But let me see what y'all are saying. Okay, so Jake says, just no. Tom says, I agree. Filbert says, it might flop. Lightsaber says, disagree. Spain is the best bop this year. Only Nintendo says, no, Spain is perfection. No Spain slander allowed. Okay. We're going to wipe that unpopular opinion away. Ooh, let's get into this one. Okay. Let's get into this one. This one's kind of long. Let's see what we're talking about with this one. All right. We're churning in. Oh, okay. So it was so long that it couldn't even fit. So let me read it out to you in full. Okay. I don't think Switzerland is a contender to win anymore. The televote just isn't going to answer well enough to it. And it isn't as strong as a jury point magnet as Tattoo. Besides, there's competition for this year like Belgium or Italy. Well, I'll tell you, I don't agree. I don't agree with this. So this would be correct as an unpopular opinion, but I appreciate you speaking your truth. What do y'all think? So Lucia says, oh, damn. Ooh. We're still on the last one. I think the jury will respect Spain and her age. Okay. I am Stevan. Switzerland could still win. Gosford, I never thought Switzerland is a contender. It is too much out of the box. I don't think it is that out of the box. I don't know. Just in my opinion. But what else? Switzerland is going to stand out for sure and get the votes of the public. I can bet on that. Desponia, highly disagree. Logan Wells, Switzerland could easily get top five in both and win. That's where I'm living. I'm living where you're living, Logan. I'm like, no, I could see this easily coming top three with the televote. And I would say even if it's just third, because what? Croatia and Netherlands could edge it out? I don't know. And then I could see this winning the jury. And then boom, they win. Unless maybe Croatia or the Netherlands can crack the top three with the jury. You know, thoughts were thrown out there. Honestly, Croatia might have a chance. You know, the jury might feel bad. You know, some of those jurors will have seen what happened when everyone was so upset last year that, Katia didn't win. All right. So I got another tweet. Okay. Another tweet says Sweden is dated and cheesy and only saved by strong staging. And I know who tweeted that is in the chat. So here's the thing. I didn't think it was dated. I wasn't clocking it as dated. But after it being put in my mind, I was like, well, you know, remember when my mom did her reaction, she was like, oh, this reminds me of my era, the boy band era. And of course, my mom is talking about, you know, the Jackson 5. Okay. I want to be clear. But then where I came at it was like, oh, I think it's talking about, you know, 90s boy band, like Backstreet. you know, Backstreet, NSYNC, whatever. Yeah, what do y'all think? What do y'all think? I'm gonna hop in these comments to see what y'all are talking about. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Okay. Felix P says Sweden will end up in the top five and people need to start accepting it. I mean, you know what? I'm always here for a reality check. And I actually don't need the reality check because I've kind of been thinking that they might come just about fifth or sixth overall. My only challenge is just, will the latency, like what recency bias and stuff like that, could that affect with them opening the show? I don't know. That gamer guy says, I fully forgot about Sweden's song. All right, let's pull up another comment. Let's pull up another. So, here's a tweet. Here's a tweet. Okay, I got one. I want to see what y'all think. Okay, let's see. I'm putting it in the chat. All right, so here we go. Here's our next unpopular opinion. And I don't think it's saying yes or no, but okay, so the next unpopular opinion, Israel could finish top three. What do y'all think? What do y'all think? Okay. What do y'all think? Okay, that gamer gay says sadly yes, but oh, hopefully no. Okay, Sunship says nope. T the one says yes. Peter says no. Yuri says no way. Mickey says controversial, but some things can be controversial and true. So I was just curious. Okay, so we had that unpopular opinion. Okay, I want to get into this one. Okay. Remember, unpopular opinions. Okay, I got another one. This is from Twitter. All right, another unpopular opinion from Twitter. All right, let's see. Ooh, where did it go? Okay, someone said Nemo could miss the victory due to their poor styling choices. Now, I will be the first person to sit here and tell you that the styling does matter. It does matter. But am I worried for the styling for Switzerland? I am not. I am not. Not sitting in my seat, in this chair. Okay, yeah. Logan says, heavy agree. Nemo, don't mess up this styling. Alfonso says, I agree. Not that they're poor, but that they're not appealing. Appealing how? Do we need arms? Do we need legs? I don't know. What do we need? What do we need? Okay, ESC Stan says, yeah, the styling needs to be addressed. Something better for the stage, please. I am Stevan. Nemo cannot dress for their life. Not a single good outfit in these past few months. Oh, no. Olivia, did we need to submit our opinions in advance? No. We're going to get to the chat soon. I'm just doing some on Twitter first. But okay, wait. I'm not concerned. I feel like the styling in the music video was right. So like what's happening at pre-parties, I wouldn't take that as what's going to happen on the stage. Okay. And so the position of Alicia Michelle is let's pull from that music video. Let's think about how we can do this avant-garde. You know, a good example, like can we Victor Rolf this? You know what I'm saying? Let's bring maybe some real fashion, you know, to the stage with this because I think we got a lot to work with. Okay. Ooh, what was this? Oh, I know what this one is. I think I know what this one is. Ooh, I'm curious. Here we go. Okay. Here we go. I'm curious what y'all think about this. I think I'm having, I'm just going to read it out to you. The locals will be going to the toilet 15 seconds into, they had the flag for Serbia, y'all. I've barely been able to watch it all the way through. The vocal is a bit too quiet and the staging too dark to grab you in. I think it will really flop. Every year there's a ballad that does very well. I think it's, and I it got cut off, and I think they said France. I think they said France was the ballad that they thought was actually going to do very well this year. Okay, so I just said it. It was a long one, but what are y'all thinking? Okay, hold on. Let's see. Schnitzel says, hell no, but then again, okay, France had Ramon de Las. How dare they? Jockey, Serbia is a locked top 10. Olivia says Serbia barely got in last year, but this is a very different offering to last year. Last year's offering was always going to be divisive. I think we knew that. Milanka, it might be delusion, but I truly think Teodora is going to pull out a great result. Depressed Europe is going to vibe the F out. You know, let me tell y'all, I did an experiment. I played for some music heads that I know, Portugal and Serbia. And when I tell you, it was kind of a split vote. I didn't show them the live performances, just studio cuts. Half of the folks said like, oh, I think I'm, you know, like everyone was like, well, I like both of them. But half of the group, literally half of the group was like, yeah, like I think I like Serbia maybe more. Like I'm more drawn to that one. The other half was like, oh, like I think I'm feeling Portugal more. But this is why I have my theory that I'm like, I think we might get both. I really do think we're going to get both of them. I don't think people are going to pick and choose. And I wouldn't even be surprised if we got both at least top 15, at least left-hand side leaderboard, depending upon the running order, because I think with ballads, running order is really, 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 really key. Okay, so then I've got one more. I've got one more unpopular opinion from Twitter, and it is Greece is going to get telemovished this year. Like, I know it's a fandom darling, but for a lot of people, it's just reading as cacophony on first listen. Okay, what do y'all think? What do y'all think? Do you think Greece, okay, this is unpopular opinions, but do you think Greece could get telemovished this year? Do we think that? Am I? Okay, Essex says, pray God no. Pray God, no. Oh, wait, Lewis says, I really hope not, but I fear so. Deep says, no way. Seba says, LOL, no way. Joa says, no, Greece will come top 10. Okay, all right. So I shared my unpopular opinions. I went to Twitter. I shared some of Twitter's unpopular opinions. Now is your time. I'm going to get into these comments right now. And, you know, don't worry. There might be judgment, but safe space. You know, we all have some unpopular opinions that we hold dear. We all do. We all do. And it's okay. It's okay. It's okay. We can live in our truth. All right. Okay. Chantel Derue, this predicted top 10 has about 20 acts in it. Some of them will have to flop. And I think it's going to come down to the execution. It's going to come down to the execution as always. Well, I shouldn't say as always, because some years people will let stuff get by that are flat, weak, minimal staging, lack of interest, you know what I'm saying? Lack of interest from the delegations to actually invest. And people have just let them kind of like skirt through off of like goodwill vibes and like past performance. After looking at last year, I think this year, it's going to be a little bit different. Okay, so Adam says, Ali Alexander is coming top 6 at worst. Honestly, I can see it. I think top 10, though. It's definitely, I think it's like solidly top 10 this year, actually. But I could be living in a world of delusion. Okay. Ooh, okay. Oh, wait. T the one. Gota might do a Blanca Paloma and flop. And some of the Norwegians are thinking this is going to landslide win. It's qualifying, though. Norway is qualifying. I'm pausing because I'm like, if you're talking about Blanca Paloma and the way that that was received, in theory, if it was in a semi, it wouldn't have advanced. Don't be bringing these dark clouds on my sunny day. It's been like raining here nonstop, and finally we've got some sun. Okay. No, but unpopular opinion. I don't know. That one, unpopular opinion. Okay, let's move on. Pedro, my unpopular opinion is that Belgium is winning this year. But Belgium has, I don't know if that's completely unpopular. Belgium definitely has fans and people who are like, it's like a genuine dark horse. And it's pretty high up there in the odds, right? And on the scoreboard. I don't know if that's that unpopular. Eogen, I don't know if I'm saying that correctly. So apologies. Can you see Ireland ever winning again? Absolutely. We're in the rebuilding era and we're on the right path. Okay. Cloud says, y'all, Portugal and especially Serbia are both making it. So little ballads this year. They barely have concurrentation. Is that a word? Wouldn't be surprised no, if Serbia comes top 10. No, I wouldn't be. Okay, here's another unpopular opinion. The limp. I actually think Finland could not qualify. See, I think it's making it through, but I will say, I thought my mom would maybe at least laugh in the reaction. She was just sitting there like, okay. But my mom does like a vocal and a message song, you know, so perhaps the message of no rules was just not resonating with her. Perhaps that was what it was. Okay, Bruno says Czechia will qualify. I think that surely is an unpopular opinion. It's just, I think with Czechia, I think the deck is stacked against it a little bit. But I do have in my mind, like, shouldn't we get a rock song? And that's the other thing. I think people might pick Magara over, I don't know. Oh, here we go. Another one. Okay. I see Flame, Loop, and Pedestal could both easily be top 10 if Sweden sent them, and they are stupidly underrated. Pedestal, the reason why Pedestal is rated the way it is because of that first introduction live performance that we saw. That's the only reason. I think if it was executed, you know, super, super well that first time around, I think the conversation about it would be very different. The only reason why it's being downgraded is because of the execution. So I think that one is fair. Loop, you might be onto something. You might be onto something with that. Oh, ESC Cyprus, unpopular opinion, Albania will qualify. Yeah, that's unpopular. That's unpopular. Okay, DK, France is going to get a top 3 jury result. I don't think that that's unpopular. I think that that's a very realistic thing for someone to think. I do. What else we got? Nithmo, my unpopular opinion is that there are no sure qualifiers from semifinal 2. It's extremely open, and while some entries are stronger than others, I can see any of them flopping for different reasons. I also don't think that this is unpopular. If it's unpopular, it is an opinion with which I hold. So I see you. Nithmo, is that what we're doing? Let's see what Vincent's talking about. Armenia will qualify and pull a Moldova 2022 and do really well in the grand final televote-wise if they get a good running order spot. Not unpopular that it will qualify. I think we're all pretty sure that Armenia is going to qualify. Do I think it will pull a Moldova 2022? My only issue with that is you've got the televote catnip of El Papa, you know. And low-key Croatia. All right, well, those are some unpopular opinions from all of the corners of the fandom. What are your unpopular opinions? Drop down and talk to me in the comments below. I came clean with mine, okay? And we had a little bit of judgment, but it's fair judgment. You know, I'm willing to be judged, you know? So here we are. So drop down, talk to me in the comments below. Is there an unpopular opinion that you agreed with here? Drop down, talk to me in the comments below. Or disagreed with? Come on, make your case. Drop down in them comments below.
Your vision for real with Alicia Michelle.